Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Any business person knows that there's more that you can do in a day than is possible. Every business person knows that the day is going to fly by, and before you know it, it's time to go home for everyone else in the world, but yet you're still working, and maybe you go home, see the family, and pick the work up again. So how do you really get things done? You can't do everything. You have to delegate. You have to look at what needs to be done, and you have to pull your team together, and you have to understand who can you delegate to, who's going to report back to you. You need to use the resources that you have to get things done. If you don't use the resources and you think you have to do everything yourself, or there's no one that can do it better than you, what you're going to find is that you're not going to get the right things done. So you've got this whole list of things in front of you. You walk in the morning, and the night before you have prepared a list of what needs to be accomplished. You walk in the morning and you review it. How do you decide exactly what to do? Well, that's an easy question. The first thing you have to ask yourself is, what's most urgent? What's going to affect the business? What if I don't do it right now? It's going to create a problem. Customer is not going to get what they want. We're going to lose business. We're going to lose the potential prospect. There's an employee problem I have to deal with. I've got to deal with my bank or something really important. What's really urgent? What just can't wait? And the second question you have to ask yourself is, what's the most productive? Because we always have to keep in mind why we are in business. We are in business to make a profit. That's why we are here. And if we're working on what's most urgent and we're working on what's most productive, it's going to go a long way to absolutely running an efficient business. And it's also about building a team of people that you can delegate to. As much as you would like to think that you can do everything, that it's possible for you to absolutely get up in the morning, go to work, and be just a dynamo of energy and get everything done, you're going to find that you're not going to do everything and you're not going to do it well. Things will get missed. Things won't get finished. Things won't get done. And if you want to grow your business, the more you grow your business, the more pressure you will have to get those things done, and it just won't be possible. You know, there are so many interruptions during the day, and they're not just interruptions that are uncalled for. You know, the phone may ring. It may be someone you absolutely need to talk to. There may be a manufacturing problem. Maybe something didn't get shipped on time. There's a customer that wants to talk to you. There's a customer you want to talk to try to do more business with. So let's get organized. We go into business because we want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. But the bigger we get, the more business we do, the more we find that we truly have to run a business. We can't just carelessly do what we want when we want. There has to be organization. There has to be a schedule of when things are done. They have to be done correctly, and we have to choose the right ones. So always say to yourself, what's most urgent? What's most productive? And then sit back and think, what can I delegate? And when you're delegating, don't just say, here's what I need you to do. Here's what I need you to do. Here's what I need you to report back to me. This is why this is urgent. This is when you need to take care of it. And send me an email. Keep me posted as to what's going on. And then you use something like your contact manager, and you put into your contact manager, I asked John to follow up on this. So it pings you and sends you a message back, your contact manager, saying, did you check on it? Did you get the response that you need? And if you didn't, you send John an email saying, where are we with this? Use people effectively. But don't just give them nonsense work to do. If you're going to delegate, also give them something interesting to do so they don't feel like you're just dumping all the work on them. You want them to be interested. You want them to be engaged. You want them to be at their best. You want them to show that you have trust in them, that you're interested in what they do, and they can do a good job. So it's no different than any sports team. You are a team. Are you assembling the team, and are you using the team to the best advantage of the business? If we are not engaging the team, if we're not getting the team to participate, then we're not going to be able to really grow and make the kinds of profit that you're looking for. Because, you know, I've got all these things that I think about, two questions here, two questions there. Why do people work for you? Well, there are two reasons. One is to make a profit, and the other is to reduce your stress. So when you start thinking and breaking things down into the simplest possible form, it becomes easier to understand business, and it becomes easier to understand what you need to do, how you need to do it, and how you are going to have the best year ever. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.